to park or not to park? This is the question Penetanguishene Council is hoping to answer definitively so the town can move forward with its long-awaited town dock reconstruction. Nearing 20 years since the town dock rejuvenation project had been announced, parking had been a constant issue. In 2021, when community feedback was requested, parking remained a concern by residents and council members alike. A parking strategy study brought to the last council meeting continued to highlight the obstruction, as a balance could not be found by council between offering current parking for users of the boat launch with their trailers, visitors to the world-famous dock lunch restaurant, and those with a vision that the Georgian Bay waterfront could become a green space and tourist destination. A convoluted series of motions and amendments were defeated and approved at the council meeting, with the ratification returning to the recent regular meeting of council. However, Mayor Doug Rawson raised the topic once more, albeit with an intent to set a clear path for council on the parking issue. The previous Town Dock Advisory Committee met 7 times, this Town Dock Advisory Committee met 4 times. This council, our previous council or committee of the whole, has met 4 times. We've met with public for feedback 5 times, said Rawson. I'm just worried that if we continue with no clear direction that this council owns, where are we going to move this forward? It was an invitation to have council members reiterate their well-worn speaking points as they attempted to sway their peers. Count. Bonita de Roches came out most passionately as she leveraged the lower class of resident and visitor to a potential town dock, which would be inclusive of those who could not own either a boat or a property with backyard access. There has to be some form of openness to not making this a location for privileged people with boats, she said. It has to be for the community, and if we're going to invest millions of dollars, I can't support a parking lot. Count. Doug LaRue countered that there was already a waterfront park and green space in the downtown area, but he looked back to 2019 and recalled how that term of council was also snagged on the parking issue. He noted, however, that cruise ship and restaurant access remained a valid concern, and requested a final report be returned from the Town Dock Advisory Committee for council to make a decision. It was a suggestion entertained by the majority, who approved having that committee fulfill its terms of reference mandate, review designs for parking, and return to a July meeting with feedback. Following the decision, Rawson spoke with Midland Today about council owning its decisions. This council has been committed on public consultation, and I know it gets awkward sometimes because it delays process. With fairness to staff, I think they're the ones caught in the crosshairs right now because everyone's throwing daggers towards them, he said. This council said, we own the decision, so come back to us in summer and we'll make a decision. I think we're at the point where we're ready to move forward. Information on the Town Dock Secondary Plan and Master Plan can be found on the Connect Penetanguishene website. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second Wednesday of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53 when available, or on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are located on the Town of Penetanguishene YouTube channel.